quite interesting. Obviously, we've had a handshake plus, really, because it did come out better than what the market was expecting. Things went much smoother, provided a good photo op, and basically all the boxes were ticked as to what we had really expected, and it actually exceeded it beyond the mean. And I think we're seeing that getting reflected in market sentiment today. Listen, it's not a risk-on environment. What we're seeing is more of a reversal. The negative sentiment's been permeating Asian markets with this overhang from trade war. We didn't think we'd see a walk back in the January 1 escalation to 25% in tariffs. And that was a bit of a surprise. But even on other items, they seem to be opening up for more discussion. We look at this from a market perspective. We saw China actually getting a little bit more friendly on the escalation as we escalated towards this meeting. And I think Donald Trump was also equally motivated in the sense that he's very big on looking at U.S. equity markets. U.S. equity markets have been falling quite dramatically during October, and actually they accelerated quicker than what the downturn in the Chinese markets were. So I think that gave him some cause to reflect on what the issues were. And but to boil it back down into the current market, yeah, things are looking quite favorable, and we'll take it. It's certainly not a lump of coal under investors' holiday tree, Xmas tree, that's for sure. They're probably breathing somewhat of a sigh of relief.
But the hard work's still to be done, hasn't it? And some of the big issues which are unresolved include technology and intellectual property, which are very, very thorny issues, aren't they, for both countries?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the markets are the traders, investors, professional investors are taking everything with a grain of salt, realizing it is just a 90-day window. And given the president's propensity to run hot or cold on China trade, we have to respect that, because maybe one morning he'll wake up and decide he's not really happy with things. And then we're back to square one again. But the markets have gone through quite a lot of what we refer to as de-risking and re-risking. That's just basically buying and selling stocks for the last month. And basically the markets have been driven batty by this. We do see some light at the end of the tunnel, okay, as far as the tit for tat trade war goes. But as you correctly alluded to, I think the next battlefield is going to be around this technology sector, especially around intellectual property rights. And the feeling I get and the view I have right now is I think once we escalate down this road and if things aren't, how should I say, ironing themselves out too well, I think it can make this tit for tat escalation that we've been going through, tit for tat escalation on tariffs, look like a game of Axis and Allies. So, we've got a huge minefield that we might have to navigate
Okay.
on this next potential trade battlefield.
Take us through the oil price, if you would, because obviously OPEC meets this week. That's a then this is a another thorny issue, isn't it? How's that affecting the markets?
Well, it's been incredible. Obviously we had a little bit of a fill-up. Obviously the commodity sector was breathing a sigh of relief also that there was some melding of minds over the weekend. But if we look at the oil trade in perspective here, we had both Saudi Arabia and Russia apparently quite jovial and seemed to be getting along quite well, and that gave traders a sense that perhaps both those two major superpowers are going to agree on a production cut. But then coming up here out of Canada, surprisingly enough, out of the tar sands, there was a call to a cut 325,000 barrels. So if you take this in perspective here, it's almost like we're seeing a concerted intervention going on, not only from OPEC but non-OPEC, and this is an unprecedented move out of Canada. None of us have ever thought or ever heard that Canada was going to actually cut supply. But there is a little bit of background on this, like because of the current sludge oil that comes out of Canada is actually trading at quite a deep discount. So perhaps you're feeling it might be better to keep it in the ground. But regardless, it just shows how much focuses on this glut supply gut in the market, especially when we give the opposite side of the equation, the demand side of the equation, that seems to be getting a little bit negatively driven based on this slower global growth narrative. But it's a complicated issue. Risk trading is very muddied right now. It's not only risk issue that we're dealing with from the Asia sector, but also if you look at Europe. I mean, you know, we got Italy, Germany risk, and all of a sudden we had, you know, Paris was burning overnight. So it's just not risk only in Asia. It's risk globally that seems to be weighing on overall market sentiment. And, you know, I use oil prices as a key barometer to gauge investor sentiment.
Right.
Basically, when oil prices go down, it tells me that, you know, investors aren't really that happy. When oil prices are going up, believe it or not, although they have to pay higher premium at the pump, they seem to be a lot happier place because equity markets are trading better.